We now serve a free community meal 5 times a week. We serve lunch Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday at 11:30, and then we serve a dinner on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. We serve about 10,000 meals a year, so roughly 50 people per meal come to the church and sit down and eat together. And we don't have any kind of food budget right now. We get all of our food from Target, Whole Foods, and Safeway, who donate food that would otherwise be headed to the dumpster. So we consider ourselves to rescue about 10,000 pounds of food a year. And that is the food that we use to cook all of the community meals.
This is clearly a well-established operation, but there are still some new things happening, including this proposed renovation. And this Thursday, you'll be raising funds to renovate the kitchen at St. George. Why do the renovation, and what will it mean for the operation moving forward?
When the community meals first started, the people who ran the community meals actually cooked the meals out of a broom closet with a hot plate. There was no kitchen at St. George. And then in the late 90s, the church put in a small kitchen. It's very small. It's a little galley kitchen. And a couple of years ago, the Food Access Coalition here in Leadville in Lake County was doing a lot of research about food insecurity and what the food needs in Lake County were. And they put together a study of what would be needed in Lake County. And the first thing they came up with was a commercial kitchen that could be used for things like cooking classes. It could be used to incubate small businesses. It could be used to create greater food preservation or be used as a food hub for healthy food distribution. And they came to St. George, they came to the community meals, and they asked if we would be willing to partner with them in the creation of this kitchen. So after a lot of study, we decided that what we would do is renovate the kitchen at St. George and transform it into this community kitchen. So we have this vision for a broader food access hub in Lake County that would help people who are experiencing all kinds of food insecurity know where to come to get food, and especially healthy food, and also to learn how to prepare it, to learn how to access it. So we have a much broader vision now for what the community kitchen could potentially be. But it's very expensive, and we have a lot of fundraising to do. So we're writing grants, of course, and we're doing all kinds of things to try to raise money. But this Thursday night, we're having a concert with a really famous group, Story Hill, coming to Lake County to help us raise funds for this. And so we're really excited to have them.
Do you know what the renovations would look like at this point? As in, what would you add that's not already there?
We do. We have an architectural firm that donated a set of plans to us. So they took a careful look at the kitchen and they put together a plan. So at this point, we would take out the walls between a small food pantry that we have in the kitchen and a small office that we have and turn it all into one kitchen. So we will have a walk-in freezer and a walk-in cooler, and we'll have double ovens, and we'll have a teaching space. And so those are some of the things that we'll add with the renovation.
So you're hosting a concert fundraiser with Story Hill. What should people expect at this fundraiser?
The concert starts at 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6:30, and a couple of local businesses have created sponsorship for this concert. So they're donating beer and wine, and tickets are $20 at the door. Concert starts at 7.
So it's at St. George Episcopal Mission this Thursday, starting at 6:30?
Yep, doors open at 6:30. And the address for St. George is 200 West 4th Street in Leadville.
And the performers are Story Hill.
Story Hill.
Well, thank you for your time today, Amy. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.